Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should vaping be completely banned? Because President Donald Trump on Wednesday stepped up the US government's action against e-cigarette manufacturers, suggesting a ban on flavoured vaping products. And health concerns over e-cigarettes have increased in recent months amid an outbreak of serious lung illnesses that may be related to using e-cigarettes or vaping. Now, I do believe there is a little bit of a mix-up in relation to the evidence that's there. A lot of it seems to be around the fact that people may be using cannabis resin in the vape machines. But however, no single device, ingredient or additive has been identified, though many cases involved, as I said, marijuana. This comes 2 days after the Food and Drug Administration sent a warning letter to Juul Labs over the company's marketing practices that included telling students that e-cigarettes were totally safe. Now, let's be clear about something. E-cigarettes are not totally safe. They, according to the British and to the NHS in the UK, they're 95% safer than smoking tobacco. But that doesn't mean they're safe. They still carry that 5% risk. So there is still a danger to your health. And the President's administration will look to ban all non-tobacco-flavoured vaping products. According to the report from CBS News Wednesday, Bloomberg reported Trump called vaping a problem. Trump said, "We may very well have to do something very, very strong about it." He went on to say, "We can't allow people to get sick. People are dying." Alexander Azar, Health and Human Services Secretary, said the FDA will plan a removal of all e-cigarette flavours with the exception of tobacco flavour, which can be sold. And I don't know, I'm a vapor, and I have to be honest, the tobacco flavour is disgusting. It's vile. You might as well be smoking a cigarette. It is absolutely vile. Anyway, that's just a personal opinion. And according to the Secretary, manufacturers of flavoured vaping products will be able to file for FDA approval but remain off the market until they're approved. In August, the Centre for Disease Control and Prevention opened a probe on vaping after 150 people were hospitalised with lung issues. But today, I want to talk about vaping and ask you, do you think it should be completely banned? I mean, there's a part of me. You know, I listen to all the evidence that vaping is safe, vaping is safe, vaping is safe. Right, within reason. But there's a part of me thinks back to 40 years ago when smoking was safe. And sure, there used to be ads on the TV. If doctors could talk, they would tell you they prefer Marlboro. So even doctors were recommending cigarettes. You went to your local GP and he was smoking his brains out while he was examining you. Doctors in operating theatres would be having an old fag halfway through the operation. In the surgery. It didn't matter. Smoking was everywhere. So we thought it was okay. And then people started dying of lung disease and lung cancers. And we suddenly went, it's not okay after all. So some people swear by the vapes. Others think they're just as bad as smoking. And I'll be honest with you. I find with vape, you're overindulging on nicotine because it's there all the time. With a cigarette, you have to go to the trouble of going outside, lighting it up. You get 12 pulls off it, roughly. That's the average. They say between 7 and 12, depending on the type of cigarette you have. And that's it. You're finished till the next one. But with a vape, you can keep doing it all the time. And a lot of people believe it's too easy, too handy. And it's attractive, particularly with the flavours. It's attractive to young people who may never have started smoking in the first place. In other words, we were starting to rid ourselves of smoking because of the social stigma attached to it. And by the way, as a self-confessed smoker, I'm quite happy to agree with this. We started to rid ourselves of that stigma of smoking. But then all of a sudden, vaping came along and it became kind of attractive again to young people, or an excuse. Actually, this is safe enough. I'm grand. I can do this. Whereas those young people may not have started smoking because they've grown up in an educated world where we knew smoking was bad for you. I think if vapes hadn't have come along, although absolutely many people gave up cigarettes because of vapes, which is a great thing, which is wonderful. I'm delighted for all those people. I think there's a lot of young people who are now vaping who would have never smoked. And they vape now instead. Now, I don't know what the evidence in that is, but I would imagine certainly there is evidence to suggest that young people who would have never smoked are actually vaping because they're educated. Young people are more educated than probably us older people when it comes to those things. So I want to know, do you think vaping should be banned? Because it's made the habit of smoking, the visual habit of smoking again, attractive. Let me know what you think. The number is 087 188 0008. You can WhatsApp or text. Should they ban vaping, or even the flavours, as Donald Trump has said. You just buy tobacco flavour, which tastes just as disgusting as smoking. Noel, you're on Classic Hits. How do you know?
How's it going, alright?
Noel, it's a tough one, because as much as I believe it got a lot of people off smoking, it got me off them for 2 years. I think young people who grew up in a world where smoking was bad see vaping as something trendy.
Well, thing is, I used a vape for a while as well, but I didn't like the flavoured ones. I preferred the tobacco-flavoured one because I didn't want to pretend I wasn't smoking.
I thought the tobacco flavour tasted like... Do you know what it tasted like? You know when you have a cigarette and halfway through it, you know, you have to go somewhere, so you butt it out.
Oh, and you relight it, yeah.
And you
yeah.
put it back in your packet, or you relight... You know that horrible stale tobacco smell? That's what the tobacco flavour smells like to me. It's just really stale.
Well, I was just actually talking to the girl there. Sorry, I can't remember her name that I was talking to before I got onto you.
Either Jenny or Helena, yeah.
Yeah, I asked her, is vaping under the Nicotine Act? And it's not
no.
in the shops. I could sell that to anybody's age I wanted to.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
So if it's got nicotine, it should be the same as cigarettes.
So you believe it should come under the tobacco? Well, it does under
certain circumstances. No, it doesn't. There's no legislation saying that you can't sell to under 16s.
But in relation to the legislation of smoking in a public place or smoking in a workplace, they brought vaping into that under the Tobacco Act, didn't they? So I can imagine they probably can.
Well, there is no legislation for it, that's according to your researcher.
It's self-regulated. So if you go into any shop, I guarantee at the age of 12, you can't buy a vape.
Okay.
I don't think it's legislated for.
I think it's probably like
tattoos.
You know? And give it to children and not worry about it.
No, you won't get done for it, no.
Yeah. So that would be my problem with it. Other than that, I don't think it's too bad. The flavours, I think, are definitely aimed at children.
You know, are you concerned? Because as a vapor myself, right, are you concerned that, you know, 40 years ago we thought smoking was great crack, sure, and even doctors we were to recommend. And are you concerned that maybe in 30 or 40 years, you know, they'll turn around and say, oh, geez, we didn't realise the glycol that's in the vape is actually killing people and it's, you know, it's causing cancer or something? Or
well, the thing about it is I don't know much about it and I don't think anybody else does either. That's the problem. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking, by the way, here, and there's an article here from July the 29th, just in relation to what you were talking about a minute ago, and it says legislation is to be brought forward to ban the sale of tobacco products from self-service vending machines and locations. And it also mentions vaping somewhere along the line there as well. Yes, it also says
vaping somewhere along the
line. You know, it says it will also ban the e-cigarettes to people under the age of 18 and prohibit the sale of tobacco products and nicotine inhaling products. So they're changing it from tobacco products to nicotine inhaling products to anyone under the age of 18.
Okay, that's fair enough. I can't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah. So they're changing the definition of smoking.
They don't need to, if they're telling us that it's dangerous.
No, they haven't done it yet, don't get me wrong, but they're doing it.
Yeah. I don't think Trump's little idea is going to go down too well over in America now, but anyway.
Well, they've already pulled, according to the Secretary General, Human Services Secretary, they've already pulled the flavours off the market.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But if you were to go onto Reddit, onto the Donald, which is his most ardent supporters are there, they're not happy about it either, you know. Even though they wouldn't necessarily vape, they're very much freedom of... what do you call it? Free to kill yourself if you want, you know, type of people.
Yeah.
Independent base, which is okay as well.
Do you think young people might be attracted to vaping rather than... Because most young people are not attracted to cigarettes. I think they know they're dirty and they're, you know...
Oh, young people will be attracted to anything that's trendy. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be wiping your arse with a tissue.
But should we be putting something else on the market that could be dangerous for them to be trendy? Like, you know what I mean?
Put it this way. I would ban smartphones before I'd ban vaping for children.
Would you? Well, do you know what?
You're probably right.
You're probably right. Yeah, they probably are more dangerous.
Yeah.
In the big scheme of things, they probably are.
But I don't think a vape would cause suicide, but a phone might.
Yeah. And how do you feel with the vaping? Does it affect your health in any shape, form? Do you cough from it? Or?
No. I lasted for about a month and a half, which is the longest I've ever been off cigarettes on it. And then I didn't like the sensation it was leaving behind, so I just went back on to roll-up cigarettes. You know?
Yeah, I find the vape catches your throat and makes you cough.
It takes a while to go through your system or something. It's something not right, and I don't like that. I tried patches before as well, and that used to make my arm tingle, so I said, anything that gives me a side effect that isn't part of smoking, I won't take.
Yeah, the patches...
Because I don't know what it's doing.
Patches didn't work for me either. For some reason, I ended up having nightmares when I was using
them. Oh, no, well... It was too much nicotine.
How many are you smoking a day now?
I would smoke, well, I mean, when cigarettes were around, I used to smoke 40. Then when the prices went up, I went to 20. And now I'm on about 10 to 15 roll-ups a day.
Right, okay. And so the roll-ups obviously are a lot cheaper than buying cigarettes.
Yeah, and I reckon they're actually healthier as well for some reason. I don't know why. And also,
look, there's nothing healthy about roll-ups, clearly. But, no. But healthier, possibly, yes, because they're not sprayed with as many chemicals, probably.
Yeah, and processed the same way. Cigarette butts can't be used then as the environment.
I don't think cigarette butts. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think they disintegrate fairly quickly, don't they?
Chewing gum, they're looking to ban at the moment. So
yeah, okay. But I want to go to Sandra as well. Say there, Noel. Sandra, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sandra?
Hi, Noel. I'm good. And yourself?
Good. I mean, would you think we should ban vaping?
I don't think we'd get away with banning it, but I do think it is as bad as smoking. I was telling one of the girls. Somebody I know basically was sick and gave up because she got such a price. And 1.5 to 2 years, the woman was dead with lung cancer. You know what I mean? I don't think they're good. But like that man said, I would ban iPhones. I think kids should be banned from iPhones on 13.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that the other day, and I have to say I agree with both of you. I think iPhones and phones in general are probably very damaging to young children.
Absolutely. But to get back to vaping, yeah, I think it's dangerous, Niall, you know. It will come out eventually. I mean, smoking was cool and it was okay many, many years ago. I've never smoked myself. The only one out of 10 people in a family who didn't smoke.
Good for you.
And I got smoke-related illnesses, so I was going freaking mad, you know.
Did you get emphysema or something?
I got something in your diaphragm.
Right, okay.
Some disease. I had to go on a whole load of antibiotics because all of my family smoked.
Yeah.
I just walked through.
So you believe in time we will be told, you know, just like years and years ago they told us smoking was cool, we will be told eventually that this is not so cool after all.
Yeah, absolutely. Because everywhere you go, there's a pop-up shop selling these.
Oh, I know. It's huge business. Huge business now.
Absolutely. I mean,
and do you think the flavours make it attractive?
Possibly, yeah. I think it's made cool by all these people going around. There's all different types of them, the pink ones, the blue ones. And if it's made trendy, as they call it, young people will get on to it. I mean, there's too many sheep and not enough shepherds.
All right, look, I've got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Noel doesn't believe it should be banned, but Sandra thinks, it is as bad as smoking and eventually something will be found out about it. Somebody texts and says, Noel, smoking was never advertised by doctors. I kid you not. Let me just give you an example. And by the way, of course, we're not allowed to advertise cigarettes on air, but this is to give you an example of nostalgia. And they did advertise cigarettes on radio and TV and recommended by doctors. This was an ad for Camel cigarettes way back in the 1950s.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment?
There you go. That's what they were advertising. Doctors, in all forms of medicines, recommended Camel cigarettes. And nowadays, we're saying vaping is good. So have people got a point when they say, well, Niall, maybe in 40 years' time from now, if you're still on the radio and you haven't died from the vaping or the smoking, well, maybe then we'll realise how dangerous they actually are. Maybe they will be dangerous. Now, the HSE has no problem spending millions every year giving heroin addicts methadone, yet when smokers vape, it's a total no-no. What hypocrisy, says Anthony in Cork. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. By the way, I've just reminded me now that about 2 weeks ago here, I received a device in the post here at the radio station. Obviously, somebody heard me talking about e-cigarettes and the fact that, you know, I'm a smoker and I'm a vapor and a smoker and a vapor. And they sent me in, and it just happened to be the one that they're talking about in America, which is Juul. It's a trendy little thing, I have to say. Very attractive looking thing. And it comes with a little pack of flavoured cartridges. And this is the one the complaint is over. I'm glad I didn't smoke it, so. This comes 2 days after the Food and Drug Administration sent a warning letter to Juul Labs over the company's marketing practices that include telling students that e-cigarettes were totally safe. Because be clear about it, they're not totally safe. That would be a lie. They're safe, 95% safer than smoking cigarettes, but they're not totally safe. Dave, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Dave?
What's crack?
Yeah, I mean, the idea to suggest that something is totally safe is ridiculous, Dave. You know, mind you, walking down the street is not totally safe either, you know what I mean?
But yeah, drinking water isn't totally safe. If you drink enough water, you'll kill yourself. So,
thanks very much. I was just happy to be drinking water as you're saying that, but go on, yeah.
I know, you'd have to drink litre upon litre upon litre, but you can actually drown yourself in the inside.
That's right, you can, yeah. You can overhydrate, absolutely. Mm. So, in relation to these vapes, do you think that, you know, the attractive flavours, and you can get any flavour you want now, whiskey flavour if you want, do you think that's encouraging more people to vape who may not have smoked?
It is, actually, yeah. There's a guy that works for me. He came into work one morning. He was absolutely bullying. And he said his youngster came home. Now, his youngster doesn't smoke at all. He barely even drinks. But he said he came home. He went into a shop and bought a vaping kit, a vapor, all these different types of liquids. And your man said to him, he's like, why did you buy that? You don't smoke. Do you know? And he said, you don't really have an answer for him. He was like, I don't know. I thought it'd be cool.
Right. You know? That's not good, is it?
Yeah, well, it just goes to show young people are kind of stupid.
He's not stupid. He's been trying to be trendy and cool because everybody else is bloody doing it.
No, that's what I mean. No, I don't mean stupid as in dumb. I mean stupid as in, like, they'll do something that's obviously not safe from just to kind of, you know, fit in with the crowd or...
See, maybe I've kind of seen the light today, in some sense, in relation to vaping. Because as much as I've done it, and I do it, what I'm thinking is, I'm thinking of young people. It's too late for people like me who've already smoked most of my life, right? When I say too late, geez, I hope nothing happens to me. But I'm just saying it's too late. We've already passed that point. But in saying that, young people nowadays are more educated. They know smoking is bad. Most of them are probably never going to start smoking, thankfully. But they might start vaping.
You know, that is true. Like, that is quite true. I mean, I know there are people out there, there are athletes and stuff. They do stuff like they vape some CBD oils because they say it helps them recover after training, or, you know, UFC fighters, it helps them recover after a fight, or, you know, whatever about that. But no, I think it does seem like kind of like the more attractive alternative to smoking, all right.
Well, there's a lot of people who've ended up in hospital. Now, mind you, the majority of those cases, to be clear, by the way, were people who were vaping THC.
Yeah, they were doing their own stupid, silly stuff. Like, you know, you are vaporizing a liquid and breathing it into your lungs.
Yeah, well, you know, it is dicetylene glycol, which is basically like a vegetable oil.
It is vegetable oil, yeah. We actually use it for lubricant where I work.
Hey, you work in a condom factory?
No, I work in an engineer firm, and a lot of the drills and stuff, they'd use coolant to keep the bits from breaking.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's what we use. You mix it with water and you pour it into the machine and it comes out. It looks like milk when it comes out.
Okay, well, it's the same stuff years ago when I worked in the nightclub industry. It was the same stuff we used for the smoke machines. It was called glycol, dicetylene glycol.
Yeah, and how many people died of lung diseases from breathing in smoke from smoke machines?
But we were only in the nightclub on a Saturday night. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, apart from the staff, obviously. We were only in, and in those days, you don't really see smoke machines in nightclubs anymore. In those days, people smoked in nightclubs as well, so...
That's true. It was actually one of the best things they ever did was bring the smoking ban.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? In relation to the smoking ban, it wasn't just the health implications for the nightclub industry. It made a huge difference for maintenance, because... We used to have all the spinny lights and everything else with the motors on them. And they were regularly breaking down because of the gunk from smoking.
Yeah, see, when I was old enough to drink in the pub here, the smoking ban was already in. But we went to the Isle of Man and it hadn't actually been implemented there yet. And it was, myself and the missus were like, brilliant, we can smoke inside in the pub. It was horrible.
Yeah.
We woke up the next morning, the two of us smelled like ashtrays. It was disgusting.
Yeah, because you were the only two doing it.
No, everybody else was, like, still, you know, smoking away. It was a normal thing for them to smoke inside in a nightclub. And it's like your eyes would actually be stinging off you because we were in a small enough pub and the place was just filled with mist.
It used to be weird, actually, the nightclubs when I used to see people smoking while dancing on the dance floor. And always somebody got burned along the line. But yeah, getting back to the vapes, of course, THC, somebody's texting in about what's THC. It's the kind of principles, psychoactive constituent, I suppose, of cannabis.
It is. It's what gets you stoned, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what people are... It's basically cannabis resin, isn't it?
Well, you can actually buy THC.
It's illegal. It's illegal in this country, but
no, it's illegal here. But you can get them in America, where cannabis is legal, and people vape them away, and they have absolutely, there's been absolutely no problems attributed to them whatsoever. So I suppose just whatever these people were putting into it, they had their adverse reaction to it. Like, so maybe instead of just a knee jerk reaction of just something's bad, let's ban it. Maybe a little more regulation. Maybe some more studies. Because like,
yeah, I totally agree with you.
They haven't really been around long enough for us to know what the long-term effect may actually be. So they're a fairly new technology, like, you know, so...
Well, and that's what concerns me. And by the way, you know, I suppose I am being a bit of a hypocrite because I defended it up to now, and I'm probably still defending it in some sense because I'd prefer to see the like of me vaping than smoking because I'm sure it's safer from that point of view, absolutely. But it does concern me about young people, you know what I mean?
It does, I know. It's just a thing I can't understand, right? If smoking is so bad, why don't we just outlaw cigarettes altogether?
Because the government makes too much money out of it.
Yeah, but that's it, though. You know, they're all about, like, overlooking after your health and blah, 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 blah. But if they're really that bad for you, like, maybe in 100 years' time, we'll look back and think, Jesus Christ, I can't believe that was actually illegal.
Well, hang on a second, because John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
Congratulations to for making it to the Alive magazine.
Why, loads of people must get the Alive magazine. That's it. Do you know what? The Alive magazine is the last magazine I expected to get my name mentioned in.
Well, Phil, do you see all the canvassing I done, and I still didn't get into it. And Ireland's number one atheist got there before me.
And it's a religious magazine, and I believe they said something nice about me, actually.
Well, they said the fact that, like, I mean, at least on the New Ireland show, that the discussion was allowed, you know.
Right. Okay.
People's views, you know, which is exactly what does happen on your show.
All right. Wait. Okay. Well, let me get back to vaping, John. Do you believe it? I mean, Donald Trump is suggesting banning all the flavors. Now he hasn't got as far, although he has suggested more than that. By the way, he says we may very well do something very, very, very strong about it, which kind of indicates he might ban it altogether. I know in San Francisco they did. They banned the sale of the actual vapors.
There've been numbers thrown around there, no? Maybe up to 200 people could have allegedly been died connected to vaping, right?
Yeah, but now to be fair, those particular individuals were doing something that you're not supposed to do in vaping. Yeah, they were putting cannabis oil into it.
Yeah.
Well, all of them, by the way. Yeah,
not all of them, possibly. Like, but look, the way I look at it, if we were intended to smoke as a human being, with this kind of a floor and outlet in our head, like a chimney or something,
a
right?
A chimney.
According to those things.
Well, you do the have a chimney. It's your mouth and your bum.
The only thing you should put into your lungs is stick your bloody head out the door or out the window and take a good deep breath of something called fresh, clean air.
That's easy to say, John, unless you're addicted to nicotine.
Well, don't get addicted in the first place.
Yeah, but John, you drink a cup of tea, don't you?
Well, do, of course.
Why don't you have a glass of water? Well, if I said to you, why don't you have a glass of water instead of a cup of tea? You'd say, no, I'd love a cup of tea. Because you're addicted to caffeine.
Yeah, well, I drink water as well. I also take a pint here, Tim, but I'm not addicted to that either. Thanks for the Jesus.
Well, you think you're not addicted to it, but on a hot summer's day, if you're sitting down outside a bar and I said, glass of water or a pint of beer, John?
Well, you see, the thing, look, to stick to the vaping is that, look, this is bound to happen eventually. I was waiting for this to happen because, look, the shops have sprung up all over the place. There's a huge industry, you know. There's a massive percentage of the stuff coming in from China, right? We don't know what's in it.
But I don't think the stuff is coming from China anymore. We brought in legislation around stuff that isn't approved coming into the country already.
Mm-hmm.
So the cheap Chinese market was axed going back a couple of years ago.
If I go to the doctor in the morning, I'd get a medication for something, right? And there'd be a list inside in the packet, right? Or it'll be on the box or something. The instructions, right? As to the side effects, the possible side effects, right? Yes, I read them, right? And maybe I won't get any of the side effects. Maybe I'll get an odd one, but at least I know then why I'm getting them. But why the hell, Christ, would I pump something to my most precious organ, my lungs outside of my heart, without knowing what the hell is in it?
Okay, well, look, I have to take a break. And I want to come to Joe Dunn, who's from VIP e-cigarettes after the break as well. I want to go to Anne, by the way, who said she got ill after she started vaping. And let me know what you think. Donald Trump wants to ban the flavours to make it less attractive, and he's even going as far as suggesting he may ban it altogether. What do you think? Is he right? Does it make it more attractive to young people? We're talking about Donald Trump and his suggestion that he could ban vaping altogether, but in the meantime, they've taken the flavours off the shelves and they now all have to be FDA approved. He's only going to approve the tobacco flavour. And he sent out warning letters to Juul Labs over the company's marketing practices. And also, they're now examining some of the contents of some of the vapes that are coming into the country. Stay there, please, Alan. I'll be with you in a second. I know I'm holding everybody up today. But Joe, you're on Classic Hits. Joe Dunn is from VIP Vaping. And you might see their stands on in most of the malls around the country at the moment. Joe, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Joe, I'm a bit concerned, I'll be honest with you. Now, I understand that the individuals involved who are, you know, in bad shape in America, you know, were playing around and putting THC and all sorts of carry on in them. But there's also a suggestion that some of the companies making the vape juice are also putting contaminants or other unknown entities into them.
Yes, there is, Niall. And I do believe that some of the news stories coming from there is true, you know. The first thing I'd say is that people need to remember, when you see a story about vaping, unfortunately, everybody categorises it under the same roof, under the same heading. So, unfortunately, people in Ireland will automatically think, oh, God, what am I vaping? What's in my vape? What am I catching this? Or what if that happens to me? That happens to me? The one thing I'd still like to stress to any of listeners, anybody, and not to do my company, but any company, we have the strictest regulations in the world when it comes to vaping. In the EU, we have the strictest regulations in the world. So a lot of the ingredients you're talking about, Niall, people do use them in the US because their regulations are literally non-existent. So let's say, an example, something like Dicetol, which is used to enhance flavouring in certain e-liquids. It was banned here in 2014. We never used it anyway, but it was a banned substance.
What about this vitamin E that they're talking about as well?
Well, the vitamin E stuff is the stuff that's with the THC stuff. That's to enhance the flavour of the THC stuff, which is the one where people are getting hospitalised. Vitamin E should never be inhaled. It's totally toxic. And that's what these cowboys were putting into the THC pouches. So that's a separate issue in relation to the, I suppose, the criminal investigation. Seemingly there were two brothers arrested yesterday in America for that. But that was a different story. That's the whole...
Okay, let me ask you something, Joe. I mean, on a more broad term, I played an ad there a few minutes ago from the 1940s where doctors recommended Camel cigarettes because they were safe. Is it possible? Is there any possibility, Joe? And I know at the moment the NHS say they're 95% safer than smoking cigarettes, although the company Juul Labs have been told to say they're not totally safe, which is fair enough, because nothing is totally safe. Walking on the street is not totally safe. But is it fair to say that, is it possible even that in 40 years' time, some bright spark is going to come out and say, sorry, lads, we got it wrong. Vaping causes cancer.
I doubt it, Niall. I doubt it because where we are with technology compared to 1940, you know what I mean? As I said, I'm not an expert when it comes to science and testing and things like that. And to be honest with you, Niall, I know I have a vaping business, but I depend on the information that I get fed from the various experts, which would be, as you said, the NHS or Public Health England, you know? And I honestly do believe that if these guys know what they're doing, I'm not being funny, these guys are experts. They're not experts in vaping. They're experts in harm reduction to people. So whether that's NRT, no matter what it is, they look at everything in order to stop people smoking. Right?
Well, so what's in my, everything of vape juice in front of me, what's in that? What's the combination of ingredients that makes smoke come out of that machine?
Well, it's going to be that PGVG, so propylene glycol, sorry, I can't pronounce it.
Propylene glycol.
Vegetable glycol, and then you're looking at, if you have a flavour, then there will be some flavouring in it, nicotine and water. That's it. Nothing else. And the difference is, Noel, and I'll just say this to you, is that there's literally non-existent. The regulation in America is non-existent. We have, as I said to you, I'll say it again, we have in the EU this one of the most strictest regulations.
So we don't have cheap vape juice coming from China anymore?
No, none anymore. Like, I'll give you an example. All my e-liquid is made in an ISO certified laboratory manufacturing plant in the UK.
And all the it's not just packaged in that plant, it's actually made there.
No, it's manufactured, made by that. It's backed by a pharmaceutical company. This thing couldn't be any more pure if you want to talk about
vape. Well, hang on a second, because I've only got 2 minutes. I want to go to Anne as well, because Anne, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Anne? Oh, sorry, Anne.
No, but, you know, I was a smoker for, since I was very young. But as I was smoking, I didn't have any problems, kind of breathing problems. But then my husband decided to use vape. And then when he starts using that, I start noticing that kind of my breathing was becoming affected, you know. Now, in saying that, he didn't always smoke around me, so... But so he said to me, he said, you know what? He said, you should start using that yourself, you know. And because there wasn't a cigarette, it didn't feel the same to me. But I tried it a couple of times, you know, kind of sporadically. And as I was doing that, I kind of noticed in myself the same thing, that my breathing was becoming affected, you know.
And sorry, so you were a smoker before as well, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, the cigarette smoke wasn't affecting me at all. I could smoke my brains out, kind of, and mm-hmm. I was as fit as a fiddle in the whole lot.
What way did you feel after the vaping? Did you feel out of breath, or did you have a cough, or was it no...
No, I just felt kind of, I was out of breath, kind of my breathing started kind of becoming short, you know, like kind of...
Right, okay, okay.
Which I have now, of course, and you see I have COPD now. But so what happened was then he got this big box then on his vape, you know, the boxes on the end of it, where he's, because he said that the pen on its own kind of the original pen.
Okay, he got a new, it's a new battery, smoke. Yeah.
Yeah, so he got this big battery on the end of it. And when he was taking pulls there with Jesus, the whole room
was filling up with smoke. It was a higher voltage, a higher wattage, yes. Yeah.
So what happened was I noticed them all again where I actually could not breathe and I had to run to the front door, open the window, and try and catch your breath because it's like having no oxygen at all in the room.
But could the COPD, but in relation to the COPD, I'm assuming that came from from the smoking?
Oh, no, it was nothing to do with that at the time. No, it's just because this was happening, my breath was becoming short around this.
Yeah, but I don't think vaping would cause COPD.
Oh, no. Or what you call it, but like it was only afterwards they said, like, I have COPD. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
They couldn't put it
down. COPD is what they call, it used to be called emphysema. They call it COPD now, isn't it?
Yeah. But you see, what was happening now is I told him that this was actually happening around his face, correct? But I don't think he took much heed. I think he just brushed it off. You know, like, kind of, we don't hear these stories. So he just put it down to COPD. Do you know what I mean? Kind of thing. And of course...
And have you had your lungs tested for the capacity of your lungs? Have you gone to the doctor and blown into that gadget so that they could test the capacity of your lungs?
I've had done, like, over the last couple of years.
Right.
And it did say, like, kind of, my lung capacity has weakened, you know.
Yeah, a lot of that, as we get older, it weakens anyway. But I know if you've been a smoker as well, it probably over the years weakened. And I don't know what the evidence would be in suggesting that of passive vaping. But sorry, Anne, I'm running out of time. But Joe, just on a final note, Joe, is it going to be damaging to the industry, for example, if Donald Trump decides to ban vaping?
Well, it's definitely going to damage the industry in the States, though, because at the end of the day...
But worldwide, is it going to send out a message to people, think they've banned it there, it must be something wrong with it?
Well, of course it is. Listen, it's going to scare anybody, even the stories in the press now with people getting ill. People just need to... I'm sorry to stress this to your listener. People, smoking kills. Let me tell you, vaping is at least 95% less harmful. They are facts. They're the facts that we have in front of us. The second thing is they need to remember, any story they read or hear from the United States has no relevance. If you're like me going to the Sahara Desert today and go, geez, I got someone here, but I didn't get it in Ireland. It's a totally different...
Fair point. Fair point. Listen, I'm running out of time. Sorry, thank you very much indeed. Joe Dunn, who's from vaping, VIP vaping. You can find them if you want to buy your vapes in most of your shopping centres in the central miles. They usually have their stands and all sorts of carry on.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.